arriving, arriving. You know how to arrive. Arriving in the moment. You know how to arrive in the moment. Recognizing that you're arriving in the moment, feeling the immediacy of the moment, recognizing that mindfulness is starting to be present, that you're bringing this capacity you have for mindfulness, and it's establishing, it's being established, that mindfulness is establishing itself, it's arising and staying front and center and all around. You know how to be mindful. Your felt sense and without really doing anything, you are suddenly available. You are here, present, in the here and now, and therefore available to taste, smell, hear, feel, recognize what's arising in the moment. And therefore, having the ability to, from that recognition of what's arising in the moment, to feel into the way to relate to it. A thought, a pain, a longing, a delight, an itch. This non-demanding, available, willing to receive what's arising, to be available to it so you don't have to tune out, distract, be guarded, get lost in a story. It's the here and now, not the story. How do you respond just now? The wise way, the compassionate way to respond. This is the power of being available, the empowerment. It is transformative. It's transformative. It allows you to live more and more a life of discernment and less a life of judging and comparing and fixing. More and more a life of discernment and less a life of the contraction, the tension, the stress of judging, comparing, and fixing. So tiring. And then these voices arise, but I can't, but what about this? And because of this condition, natural, these voices, natural. So what's to be done? What is to be done? They have some good points, these voices, but they are naysayers. They're disempowering. And that is why, with our orientation, it is always as best I am able. I will arrive as best I am able. I will be available as best I am able. As best I am able, I will let loose of judging mind. I'll let loose of comparing mind as best I am able. I will cease this compulsive fixing in my mind or in my actual actions, that's this compulsion of this, as best I am able. Judging and comparing and fixing are all compulsions. They're habits that are so ingrained that the impulse takes away choice. They define how we relate. And so often that definition is a reactionary kind of relating. Where is the freedom in that? Where is the choice? Where is this actual authentic experience? It's moving from that reaction, judging, fixing to this being available with discernment, moving to being responsive to my life, being responsive to others, being responsive to conditions with wisdom and compassion as best I'm able. And it's enough. The integrity of as best I am able is enough. But we have to find this. And often we don't know it for years, even in certain areas of our lives. And this persevering through being available is so supported by aligning. Aligning, again, if you're not utilizing the Buddhist practice per se, you may have to utilize a way of aligning that meets you in whatever form you are here. This is occurring within a Buddhist practice, so I utilize Buddhist perspectives, aspirations. But anyone can align with the Buddha nature or the truth, the Dhamma, and our ability to know the truth. May I have clarity in my practice. May I have clarity in my life. I align with this commitment towards clarity or this commitment to kindness or the commitment to be supportive of others in community, sangha, or in my neighborhood. Aligning is a kind of mind state. It's a kind of feeling. It's a kind of wisdom. But it's all felt sense. You feel the felt sense of being aligned and available, or available and aligned. It's not like necessarily perfect, but you're in the neighborhood of it. You feel the possibility. It comes and goes, but still there is that felt sense. Ah, oh, this is a better way to live. This is the way to meet life as best I am able. Ah, no striving as best I am able. It's a bowing. It's a bowing. This as best I am able while aligned and available. Ah. This recognition leads to a realization and insight. This is the peace of the Buddha that's available here and now. This is the peace of letting go. Just this moment, letting go. An inner bow. May I be available in this manner. May I be aligned in this manner. May I be available and aligned in this manner, where I am grounded, a ground. This kind of a ground before we've turned to the experiences arising in the brain, in the mind. I am grounded. This is the first ground. It's a kind of preparatory ground that will be with us all the way. To letting go. That occurs at the arahat. This ground. And all the dimensions of consciousness, right here, this very preliminary preparatory practice, we establish the mind state, the heart space, that will carry us, accompany us, empower our walking the path in everyday life, the path in you being a member, a part of the communities you pass through in the course of your day. being present and available to your inner experience on the street of life. It's genuinely possible. This is what the Buddha means when he says, I would not teach this were it not possible. What is required and what gets in the way? What is required is humility. What gets in the way is our fear of humiliation, our believing we're not enough. And therefore there is a kind of inflation, a kind of being unreal with ourselves, non-authentic, splitting off, not whole. And we look everywhere to fix all of that rather than just learning humility. But humility is not so easy, is it? So how do we reach this humility? It's in us. It is through discovering our inner dignity. We all have this. We were born with it. We can get separated from finding it, but it does not leave us. This inner dignity of this innate awareness that's got its own benignness. This, as best I am able, is the voice, the expression of this inner dignity, mixed fully, strongly there with humility. As best I am able is enough, meaning we are enough. Just as we are you, just as you are, it's enough. It's enough. Sometimes it plays out in ways that we like and in other ways we don't. But the basis is not changing on the pleasant or unpleasant, how good it's going, how well we are received, or any of that, but rather in this ground of available and aligned, in which we are resting there in humility and this inner dignity. A felt sense. And then that voice says, but that doesn't apply to me because my mind's so tricky. Or this or that, some other reason. And this is where the third comes in, of this trifecta, integrity. How many times do we have to come integrity with ourselves around letting go? How many times, because of lack of humility or not having the strength, being in contact with our innate dignity, do we get out of integrity? We have to coax ourselves, be patient with ourselves, recognize repeatedly, talk to ourselves repeatedly, Yeah, this is my practice now here on the street of life, is to let go of this. I did not think this should have to be this way, but it is this way. So I will let go of this objection. I would rather accept it's like this, this beautiful teaching of this Venerable Sumedho. That stepping up in this way is our integrity. And the more we do it, the more opportunity we have to do it. And gradually, a larger transformation starts to happen in us. We get a hint, a smell, a whiff, a freedom, an ease that we never even imagined. We thought everything was condition-based. When conditions were right, we were happy. But it turns out that there's a kind of well-being that is independent of conditions. Not all conditions, but so many conditions, and ever-increasing the amount of conditions for this well-being stays. The mind is shifted in a certain way. Mysterious. Freedom from the inner and outer compulsion. Yes, you. You measure yourself immediately against the highest form of that, and that would be delusion. We measure with wisdom and compassion against a little bit more of freedom, a little bit more of well-being, letting go of what's right here, right now, that's catching us. This is our ability, with our being in touch with our own integrity, our own humility, our own dignity. It's just right now. It's a bowing. It's a submission. It's not a sense of achieving. Something is attained that cannot be attained by achieving. Many of you have heard me say that last statement for years. This is the path. A practice in daily life. This bowing experience of the humility, and it's the inner dignity that bows, and those two together utilize the integrity, develop the integrity, not an integrity of judging or comparing or fixing, but the integrity of being with what is. The way we are, that it's like this, and being at ease with that. Grounded and available and aligned, we open to the full range of experience. Choiceless awareness in this sit, So you're aware of the body. And you take an anchor there. You take a place to come back to, or you come back to available and aligned with integrity. And you meet any experience that arises from the body, from the sense gates, pleasant, unpleasant, deeply opening, shallow. You open to pleasant and unpleasant, the Buddha's second Satipatthana, describing the human experience. And with an equanimous mind, as best you're able, you meet pleasant and unpleasant. Your smallness, you meet with humility. Your flailing around, you meet with integrity, rather than getting ashamed of it or guilty about it. And the mind states that come, the third foundation. Some mind states are not something we want to go around and show everybody. But the integrity is not in getting rid of those mind states, but by not identifying with them and not acting from. But the integrity and the dignity and the humility can open to and know those mind states when they're unwholesome, anger or sloppy of this torpor or this wanting. Because we are available and aligned, we have choice, so we can bear. We can stand under the dukkha of those mind states and recognize it as such, and gradually they evaporate as best we're able, as best we're able. And then all of the fourth Satipatthana, the teachings of the Buddha in terms of the wisdom, are available to us. To whatever degree we know them, whatever the way at this moment we have the presence of mind to deploy. But our well-being is not dependent on what degree that we have available, but rather that we, as best we're able, meeting our experience from the wisdom of the fourth Satipatthana. Seeing hindrances, seeing how things are aggregates, seeing the awakening factors, feeling the awakening factors, realizing the Four Noble Truths as best we are able, available and aligned. Available and aligned, we meet the wholeness of our experience. And it puts us in touch with that inner dignity. And humility naturally arises. Naturally arises. It's not an ought or a should. It's the truth. It's the Dhamma. And it frees us. And through cultivation of integrity, we stay in these two. Someone needs to mute their This was the whole pantheon of letting go as direct experience, as a felt sense. Just take any point in the experience you've had and stay with it. Oftentimes, for myself, I will stay in the available aligned, coupled with it as best I am able. And it sort of lights up everything else. It's like I'm able to meet everything else, all the Satipatthana experiences. With equilibrium and equanimity. Thank you.
Thank you.